Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 210 of the Big B Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about a couple of things we've discovered that have basically changed our lives. I'm not saying that they're fancy things, but they're life-changing things. We're also going to talk about some products that Melanie has recommended or has helped me find over the course of the last several weeks and how those things are working out. And then we are so excited because this episode is actually our first installment of our 2020 gift guide. We're going to talk about gifts for teenage guys and teenage girls. It's going to be a ton of fun. As always, we're so happy you're here with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 210. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I have the most exciting news.
I can't even wait. What is it? I can't. I've been on pins and needles.
Listen, it's really not the most exciting news, but it's one of those things. You know how you just get used to stuff in your house or you get used to stuff in your life that really doesn't work effectively, but you just kind of run with it. Like maybe you have something that holds all your products in the shower and it topples over all the time and you just keep putting stuff back on it because it's kind of what you're working with.
Yeah.
I, for the longest time, for probably like 12 years, have kept all my wooden spoons and my tongs in this milk glass vase of my mama's on the side of my stove. And anytime it's full, like the number of times a wooden spoon has fallen onto our floor, I can't even count. And my response to that has always been like, oh, well, I guess I'll just go pick it up and wash it. And so I was in Target the beginning of last week, and I was just going down the aisle. You know, they have, you know, all their kitchen stuff and plates and serving pieces and all that in the same spot. And I saw this wire utensil holder that was big, and I like it was like all of a sudden it was like this epiphany in the middle of the Target aisle where I went, I could get that.
Yes,
and I could put my spoons in it and I bet they wouldn't fall out. So I did. I think it was $13, and brought it home and I transferred everything, and it's like my whole life has changed. My whole cooking life has changed. I was like, why did it take me 12 years to buy something that costs $13? Like,
I know.
Why have I sat in that level? It's a whole philosophical question. Why have I sat in that kind of dysfunction? And it has not even occurred to me that I could do anything about it. And now suddenly I have this wire utensil holder and nothing falls. And I feel more functional than I have in years next to my stove. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's like, remember when I bought the 4-cup measuring cup and it was like, that was like miraculous. I think it was $4. And I was like, I use it every day. I use it every day now.
Why do we do stuff like that?
I don't know. It's funny that you mentioned that because I was thinking about that this week, because what was it? There was something like that that I was wanting to get. So I went through my kitchen this like last week, and I cleaned stuff out. Like all my cabinets had just gotten, I mean, we had so many bags of like half open chips. People here like to leave like 3 chips in a bag and roll it up with a chip clip and save those 3 chips for later.
Yeah. That's so like,
I'm getting, And I'm like, I'm getting rid of all that. Like I'm getting rid of that. And I bought some, oh, I know what it was. I finally went on Amazon and I felt like such a grown up, and I bought some of those like cereal containers, like the Tupperware that have the spout where you can put the cereal in and seal them. And I got them, and you can mark on there what your cereal is. And I was like, why did it take me? This was like a pack of these for like, I don't know, $15. And now our cereal stay fresh. It's not going to go stale. I don't have to worry about people leaving the bag open. It takes up less room. But why did it take me that long to do that?
I don't know. Something's wrong either. With us. There's something to that where we think we have to live with something that just is not functional, that does not work for us. But yeah. Listen, here's what I'll say. Congratulations on your new cereal tins.
Thank you. And on your utensil holder.
Thank you. Thank you. And listen, it's cute too. I really love it. But every morning I wake up and I look at it with wonder, like, God, I didn't even know I could live like this.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was possible.
I'm so free.
I'm so free. I've never felt so free. When all the wooden spoons are clean, they all fit. And all that to say, I'm alive here on
what a world. Yeah. What a world we're living in.
Never been more alive here in the early part of November in the year of our Lord 2020.
Well, and just in time for Thanksgiving. Think how it'll revolutionize your Thanksgiving cooking to have all your utensils right there in a way that doesn't fall over when you try to use it.
The tongs and the spoons. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's an abundance of riches.
Yes. Okay. So you got new cereal containers. What else is going on with you?
So I got new cereal. The other thing I got this week that was new, and I posted about it on Instagram, but I just feel like it needs an additional shout out. So we had a printer. We had a computer printer here that when I really started thinking about how old it was, I'll tell you this, we bought it. You're going to know this as soon as I say it. We bought this new printer so that we would have it. And the week later, my pharmaceutical company I was working for at the same time sent me a printer.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, I wish I hadn't bought this printer because they sent me a printer.
Okay.
But then I think it was about 2 months later that I quit that job. So we're working with what? That's a 14-year-old printer, probably 13-year-old printer.
Could you even buy the ink cartridges for it still?
Yeah, they did still have them. Yeah, they still had them. It was an HP. It was like an HP DeskJet, and you could find the printer cartridges. But I mean, it was like you had to plug it into the computer to get it to work. And and we couldn't, and Perry could not, if he needed to print something, which he prints a lot because he ships a lot of stuff FedEx. But I would always have to print it off of my computer because we couldn't even get it to connect to his printer, to his computer. So I was always having to do his printing stuff. It was a whole thing. And so that printer finally, 2 weeks ago, it went out. I don't know what happened. It quit.
I can't imagine. It was only in the 9th grade. So
I don't know why it quit so early, but it quit working. We couldn't figure it out. So I was like, I'm just going to go buy a new one. And Perry doesn't really know. So he's like, what is that, like $500? And I was like, no. I said, a new printer, I can probably get one for under 100. And so sure enough, I went to Office Max because I wanted to see him in person. I didn't want to just order on Amazon. And I got this new Epson printer. I bought it because it was on sale. Like I walked in, I told the guy, I need a new printer. I need something basic. I'm not printing pictures. I just need whatever. And so he was like, here, this Epson's on sale. Got it. It was $100. I cannot even tell you. Listen, I haven't printed anything on it yet, but it has changed my life.
I have yet to use it.
Perry's used it. Perry's already used it. But it's wireless, so it just connects with all our computers in the house. It has a copy function, so I can make copies if I need to. I can scan things if I need to. It has a fax machine feature. Now, granted, we don't fax anything. We're not going to fax anything.
Speaking of things we did 14 years ago, right?
Yeah. We don't have a home phone line, so really we couldn't fax if we wanted to. But the point is that the paper all stores inside, it functions more like a real copier where the paper, you don't have to just stick the paper in, you can put a whole thing of paper in the whole deal and stick it in there. Anyway, it's just been, and now Perry, whenever he needs to print out his labels, he just can print them out and it's miraculous. But it falls into the category of things of why didn't I do this sooner?
I was going to say, this is right up there with the utensil holder thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Why didn't we do this sooner? So I got the printer, but I did laugh at myself because it was one of those days last week when I was just kind of cleaning out and doing stuff. And Caroline was like, how was your day? And I was like, I bought a bad printer today. And I thought, there are times in your life when, I'm kind of old, I'm middle-aged and maybe I don't have a whole lot going on, but I was super excited about it. I continue to be excited about it. I am going to actually get to use it here in just a few minutes because I do have to print off some mailing labels for some things I need to send back.
Well, I'm so happy for you. See, we don't even have a printer and I have 2 pairs of boots I need to send back and I am going to have to like do the walk of shame into the UPS store and say, can you please print this for me?
Yeah, please. I know. So see, but we have a printer. And you know, part of the reason we need a printer is back when I used to be able to travel and speak places, you know, I always like to print out my notes.
Right, right.
And I had started to transition to doing that on an iPad, but then COVID shut the whole world down. And now I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I go back.
Well, you know, I prefer the iPad. When I say that, when I'm back in the days when I used to do speaking, I prefer the iPad, but I do think a printer is more essential than I tell myself it is in the day to day. The number of times I have had to say, well, we don't have a printer. You're going to have to do that at school. That's pretty significant.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Prose. By now, you've probably heard me talk about Prose, the world's most personalized hair care. Well, I wanted to share a few updates since I've been using the custom formulas Prose sent me for over 3 months. Spoiler alert, it is the real deal and I love it so much. I'm so picky about the products I use. I think y'all know that about me. And since I've been using Prose, I've noticed my hair is shinier, it's smoother, and it doesn't look damaged on the ends, which is so important when you have hair that's longer, like mine, that often has a heating iron on it. I love using the hair mask once a week before I shampoo, especially right now because my hair can feel so dry. It has made a noticeable difference in the health of my hair, and I love knowing I'm doing something good for it because I ask a lot of it between all the heat and the products I use on a regular basis. Plus, I love the lavender mint smell of the mask, the shampoo, and the conditioner. It smells so good. Prose knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Prose has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. I love an online quiz to help formulate a product specific to my needs, so I love that Prose asks questions as detailed as where I live to determine what my water is like and how much I exercise to determine how often I wash my hair. It's so thorough that I felt certain they would get my custom formula right for my hair, and they did. Prose also has a review and refine feature. It lets me tweak my formulas for any reason, like a change of address, hair color, or my diet. I haven't even had to use this feature yet because my formula has been so great and perfect for me, but it's nice to know I can if something changes in my lifestyle or my routine, or let's be honest, my hormones. And if you're not 100% positive Prose is the best hair care you've had, they'll take the products back, no questions asked. Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/bigboo. That's prose.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off.
I have a fairly exciting development. I felt like I wanted to update you on a few products that you have walked with me. As I have tried to select those products. So I just wanted to do a little update of things where you have played a part in some purchases. This will be quick because we are going to do our gift guide for teenage guys and girls in a little bit. But it just won't take that long though. But the first thing is I want to talk about Chelsea Boots.
Yes.
You know, it's been a journey. Ended up ordering a couple of pairs when Anthropologie had a sale. I posted one pair earlier this week, these really fun, seashells. They're kind of a metallic leopard print situation, pink and silver, really outside my comfort zone, but I very much enjoy them. And then I also ordered those Dolce Vita boots that we talked about
a few
weeks ago, and they are delightful. They are
okay.
They are perfect for a higher arch. I did try another pair that we had talked about and I could not get two toes in them. But other than that, they were fine. I sent those back.
All right.
So that's exciting to have had some of these Chelsea boot dreams come to fruition. But the big thing that I don't even know how to adequately explain how I think it has changed my life is that Coop Home Goods pillow.
Oh, listen, it is the best. It's the best.
Oh my gosh. And now here's what I'm going to say. You said after you got it that you took some of the stuffing out because you needed it a little lower. I'm here to tell you because I sleep on my side So I usually have a two pillow situation underneath my head. Mm-hmm. I added stuffing to it.
And it
is perfect. Like, it's one pillow that is perfect and it is comfortable. And I really have slept so much better in the last week since I've had it. I think because maybe when I would kind of wake up, if I was fumbling with my pillow, I don't know, but it's fantastic. It's so comfortable and I love it a lot. And I look forward to getting in the bed every night because it's there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know. And isn't it so soft? Like, even before you put a pillowcase on it, it's just so soft. Like, and I don't even mean like the pillow's soft, but it's just the perfect pillow consistency.
It really is.
It's so good. And it's amazing because I've noticed, like, I don't have to adjust my pillow anymore. And I tend to turn from side to side. Perry would tell you multiple times a night, but it, like, I never have to flip my pillow. Like, it just stay, like, it's perfect no matter where I turn.
Yeah. I don't ever flip mine. As extra as I thought maybe it was to enter into a pillow situation where I could adjust the amount of feel.
Yeah.
I did not know that was something that I needed in my life. And I did. I needed more feel than a typical pillow has. I don't get cricks in my neck anymore. Like, I don't wake up going, golly, what?
Yeah.
It's so comfortable. So I just want to say, Melanie said it first. I will say it second. If you are in the market for a really good pillow, and I've never spent $60 on a pillow in my whole life, I feel confident in saying it was worth every nickel, as my mama would say.
Yep. Okay. I agree. And I think no matter what kind of sleeper you are, because it's like you said, like, I have now a whole bag of stuffing that I could send you were you ever to need it.
And I didn't put that much more in there. I still have about a half a bag left, but where I really like it to be higher, which is in the center of the pillow, and you can throw it in the dryer if you need to fluff it up a little bit. Like, it's just, it's a good one. I'm a fan.
It's a good one. It is. It's really a good one. It's, I'm so happy because I feel like universally it's just a great pillow.
Yes. And then here's the third thing is, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the leggings from American Eagle, the Offline Real Me high-waisted crossover legging, which sounds like an Amazon listing, but I have to say they're real good. They're so soft. They're so soft. And unlike the ones that I wore when we went to Oklahoma, nothing sticks to the outside of them.
No, they're just slick enough that, like, you don't have to worry about getting little fuzzies and stuff that get on them.
That should be their slogan. Just slick enough.
Just slick enough.
But they're great.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. Well, I'm so happy that I could assist you in those things. You know, I take great pride in being able to recommend good products that end up working for everyone. So I will say on that I bought over the weekend. Now, I found this from Cattle Baron and Cashmere on Instagram. She's one of my favorite follows.
I saw this, by the way, on her feed. I thought about you when I saw it.
Well, you know, I ordered it. I tried to order it that day when she posted about it, but it had already sold out. So I've been stalking it to come back in stock. But it is a Pure Sciences neck firming cream. It has collagen in it. It has elastin in it. It's supposed to help with your neck firming needs. I will say I got it yesterday. I've already used it three times. I'm committed to you. I'm using it morning and night.
Okay.
But it tingles when you put it on.
Like, oh, I'm interested.
And so that makes me feel like it must be doing something. You know what I mean? Like, and I have to say, like, overall, I feel pretty good about how my neck is currently aging, but I thought, you know, I'm going to be proactive and kind of keep that up with the neck firming. So anyway, I don't know. I'll keep y'all posted, but it's interesting because I thought I'm probably about 2 months into using the Clean retinol moisturizer that I've talked about. And that's a for sure reorder for me.
Okay.
And then now I'm pairing it with the new neck firming cream, and both of them are like in the $20 to $25 range, which feels real doable to me in terms of something that I'm going to order over and over again.
Now, you know, I order the Clean too. Mm-hmm. And I have been using it some. I have found it's not as moisturizing to me as I want it to be, especially when I use it at night. Like, I think it's just because I like it. Like, I think I would really like it in the summer. It's just that right now when my face feels a little tighter or a little more dry, But my face gets really dry when the weather gets cooler. So it's not quite as moisturizing as I want it to be, but I do like it. I don't mind the smell of it at all. I like it in the mornings. I still kind of crave my Sunday Riley at night before I go to bed, but I do like it.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. First, I love anything that I can get delivered directly to my door. Secondly, I love shopping online and being able to read reviews. So many times I'll find myself in a store and I want to try new products, but I don't know, is it good? Am I going to like it? Is it a waste of money? Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. I love it so much because I can look and see what are some of the favorite products, what are the best sellers, what are the things that everybody's loving, and then I can make my order based on those things. And you enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every order. This school year for us, like all of us, has been so different because Caroline comes home a lot during the day in between classes, and she doesn't have soccer until 8:30 most nights. So I've really been trying to have a lot of healthy snacks on hand so she doesn't walk through the door and fill up on junk and peanut M&Ms and things like that. That's why we love Thrive Market's selection of granola. It's so good and there's so many different varieties. I also recently tried the Chomps beef sticks that are grass-fed and they are so unbelievably good, I cannot tell you. Caroline and I have basically decided a Chomp stick along with a bag of Wisp cheese crisp is about the perfect lunch or snack. And they have so much more beauty products, which I love. A friend recently told me about Egyptian Magic Skin Cream and how it saves her life in the winter. It's the perfect thing for dry skin. I knew I'd seen it online at Thrive Market and was able to order it at a discount with my Thrive Market membership. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop 70 plus diets and things like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, whatever is important to you and your lifestyle. You can skip the store and the lines. Orders of $49 or more are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. I know you'll love Thrive Market as much as I do. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Join today and you'll get a free gift of your choosing up to $24 in value. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to start your risk-free membership and get a free gift today. thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Thanks, Thrive Market, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Well, and I feel like we would be remiss before we get to our gift guide if we did not discuss the fact that the Texas A&M Aggies are the number 5 team in the nation right now.
I'm just as happy for you as I can be. I really am.
Listen, number 5. And remember all that stuff I said back at the beginning of the year where I was like, this season doesn't really count and it doesn't really matter and it's a weird season. Uh-huh. All that. I take all that back. I retract that statement, which probably means we'll lose to Tennessee this weekend, but that's okay. In the meantime, it was so funny because we played South Carolina this past weekend, and I was kind of nervous about that game because you never know when we're going into South Carolina and all this stuff. And Muschamp, there's some deep-seated hatred between Muschamp and the Aggies because he used to coach for Texas.
Right.
And so, you know, I was kind of like, I don't know. So Gully was having a birthday party for her husband Saturday night, and we were over there, and so of course the game was on, and so it's like, you know, you kind of start watching, and then by the third quarter I was like, what is this feeling of being able to just socialize freely at a party and not be worried about the state of this game? I don't even understand. I don't understand what it's like to not sit here and be on pins and needles and feel like I have to tell everybody in the room to quit eating chips so loudly because I'm stressed about the game.
Congratulations.
I was able to be a normal functional adult at a party and still socialize and occasionally be like, oh, look, we scored again. Yay. It was the weirdest feeling. I don't even understand it.
What you're saying is there was an ease to your watching that is a new experience for you.
A totally new experience. I was like, I don't even know what's happening. So it'll be interesting to see what we do, but I'm very proud of the strides that we have made as a team. Our offensive line is looking amazing. They're giving Kellen Mond so much time, which is good because I think he needs some time to figure out what to do.
Still hadn't come around on that. She still has not really come around on that. But
I haven't. But I adore Isaiah Spiller, and I love this A-Chain, who's a new running back for us, and they're just unbelievable. So I'm super happy and Yeah. So that was a big, exciting thing for me this weekend.
I'm so glad. I'm delighted.
Thank
for you.
It's so Thank good. Thank you.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Native. With the holiday season right around the corner, I think all of us are ready to get into the spirit because we've made it through 2020 and the end is in sight. So we're indulging in all the sights and sounds and the scents of the season. One thing I made sure to do was update my Native collection with their candy cane holiday scent, because that is much easier than decorating my house for Christmas right now, like I've seen a lot of you do on Instagram. I'm so proud of you, but I'm not there yet. But I love the Native candy cane scent. It totally smells like Christmas and it's so crisp and refreshing. This holiday season, Native has a wide array of products that are perfect stocking stuffers. They have the candy cane gift set that has a mini deodorant, a full-size deodorant, a body wash, and a toothpaste. It's the perfect stocking stuffer. And I love Native deodorants because they don't just block odor better, they're made better. Native has ingredients you've heard of like coconut oil and shea butter. It's also vegan, it's never tested on animals, and Native never uses ingredients that shouldn't be in deodorant like aluminum and parabens, sulfates, or talc. Their candy cane gift set would be perfect for anyone on your list. It's risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the US, plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. Give the gift of Native by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo. Or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout and get 20% off your first order. Make sure you order before December 7th to get your products in time for Christmas. That's nativedeo.com/BIGBOO or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout.
Okay, so we always, not always, but for the last several years, we have done a gift guide.
Yes.
One for teenage guys and girls, one for men and women. And this week, we're going to kick it off with our gift guide for teenage guys and girls.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to do this in lieu of our five things, because these are going to be a lot of things. So yeah. I'll still play the music. But
oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't play the music. But do we want to start with guys or girls?
You tell me, you pick. It's Sophie's choice.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's start with girls. How about we start with the girls?
Okay.
And do you want me to start with my first one?
Yeah, you start.
I started working on this last week, and last week happened to be a week where I had a lot of feelings in my office. I personally did not have the feelings, but a lot of feelings made their way to my office at school. So I was like, what would be a gift that gave a voice to some of these feelings? And I had such an epiphany. I'm so happy about this. And this can go in several different directions, but Morgan Harper Nichols is an artist, and I follow her on Instagram, and she has an Etsy store where you can download her prints for $10. And some of the prints are maybe look more like a traditional piece of art with just one or two words on it. And some of them are longer, I don't know, like a paragraph, you know, that's been illustrated in some way. And what I love about them is that they are encouraging, but they are not unrealistic. Like, it doesn't feel like too much. And they're just really simple, and I love them a lot. So for $10, you could download one of those and then buy a good frame at Target and have a very meaningful gift. And there are a ton of them that you can look at and find one that's the most fitting or the colors you like more. I would also say Heather Scheider. She also has a collection of prints, and you can order prints from her for $15, and then you could put that in a frame. And Target has some great Project 62 frames, but just the combination of those two things I think would make a very personal and a very meaningful gift, and would help some of the young women in your life be encouraged and sort of help them articulate their feelings.
Okay, I love that. That's a great gift. Okay, so my first one is not nearly that deep or meaningful, but I was looking on Amazon and I thought, if you have a girl who's a girly girl in your life, a teen girl, You can now get like a UV, like LED nail lamp, like they kind of to do gel nails in the salon on Amazon.
Oh, no.
And I thought that would be right? Uh-huh. So I thought you could get your LED nail lamp and get an assortment of some gel polishes. And that way she could do her own gel manicures at home. And I personally would really love that. And I feel like a lot of teen girls I know would also like that option. So that you can, do your nails at home. So that's my first one. Not deep or spiritual, but sometimes, you know, getting your nails done can make your day feel better.
For sure. And that just feels like something that feels like a hit is what that feels like. I think that's a fantastic idea. My next one is the first thing that Alex's friend Ella said when I was like, hey, what are some gifts that you would think of like for teenage girls? And she was like, oh my gosh, galaxy lights. And so I didn't know what that was or what that meant.
I don't either.
Well, there are all kinds of different configurations for galaxy lights, but it's essentially a projector that you put in, that a girl would put in her room, and it will change colors, and it projects colors, and, you know, kind of some look like clouds, but it's essentially a huge mood light for a bedroom that, that projects onto the ceiling and to the walls. So if you
love that,
I didn't share my list with you, but if you look on Amazon and you Google and you search for galaxy lights, you will see that there are 40 options. So, anyway, but I think that's a great, fun thing. I actually had a former student of mine message me on Instagram one day and said, I need to get a gift for my husband's little sister. And so again, I was like, hey, what would be a good birthday gift? Galaxy lights. So anyway, I don't know why, but that's
because
what
teen girls love to have some mood lighting in their room. They
it's
just
so
do.
True.
They love, they'd love to have some mood lighting.
Okay. What's your next one?
Okay. So my next one is, I actually have two things. So I love shopping at Able, because they just have really great gift things and they give back. And so I'm going to put, this is kind of a two in one, and they have lots of different stuff. So really you just need to go out to the site to look, but, they have this Rachel wristlet, which is just a leather pouch with a zipper. But then it has like a loop where you can like put it over your wrist and carry it. But it basically, you can fit your phone, credit card, reading glasses. I happen to know because I use one sometimes. But you can put your essentials in there, carry it. They come in all different colors, but it's a great thing for, because teen girls a lot of times don't like to carry like a whole purse, but this is like an easy way. But it's something they could put in a bigger bag if they wanted to, or put inside their backpack or whatever. And then Able also has these letter necklaces that just, and you can get them customized where they just have a small little monogram, but you could get, so you could get all their initials, or you could get like XOXO, or you could get their name, or you could just get one letter. I think they're really cute. Yeah. So, and they actually, I talked to Able and they gave us a code so you can get 25% off anything you order from now to the end of the year. With the code Big Mama 25, if you want to do that.
Fancy.
Listen, I'm just working for y'all, just trying to get y'all some codes and some discounts, but they really do have, and it would be a good place even on our women's gift guide to go find a lot of good stuff, and you can get 25% off.
Listen, when it is my go-to, Able is my go-to when I want a nicer gift, especially for my niece. And I will say the things that I have given her from Able have been such big hits because they're so classic. And so it's not something that she would have carried when she was 18, but she wants nothing to do with when she's 24. You know what I mean? Like it's stuff that goes the distance. And so I love their stuff. And I love that you got us a discount.
I know. We got a little code. So
that makes me happy.
Happy shopping.
Okay. My next thing is also straight from the mouths of high school girls about stuff that they really like right now. And this particular category, and I'll put several different links, but retro sweatshirts and t-shirts, whether it's an 80s band logo on there or the Beatles or something like that. But those are very popular right now. The t-shirts, I feel like, are everywhere. But there are more expensive options for that. There are options that are not very expensive at all. And I'll put a little mix of those in the show notes. But They really like the old band logos a whole bunch.
They do. And they have tons of them. You know, Urban is a great place to
listen. I have two that I'm going to link to that are from Urban, because Urban has the best selection.
Oh, and you can get them oversized, or you can get them regular sized, right, or you can get them however you want.
Right. There's one that Urban calls a t-shirt dress. And I'm like, I don't know that that's a dress. I'll let you have it. But, but on me, that would be a t-shirt. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we call an oversized t-shirt, not that's a right. dress.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Acorn TV. There is a world of entertainment options out there. And by that, I mean there's a lot of compelling international shows you may be missing out on. It's time to burst the domestic TV bubble and check out Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a commercial-free streaming service that's rooted in British television, which is my personal favorite of all the televisions. It's home to sophisticated and artful storytelling with top-rated mysteries, addicting dramas, heartfelt comedies, and so much more. Unlike other British streaming services, Acorn TV has content from Ireland and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and beyond. I currently have a show called A Place to Call Home on my watch list. Wall Street Journal called it an instantly irresistible saga. It's brimming with secrets, passion, romance, and intrigue. There's over 6 seasons. A Place to Call Home explores the ties that hold families together and the betrayals that can tear them apart. This is my favorite kind of show. There's also a show called Agatha Raisin about an amateur detective investigating all kinds of craziness in the quaint village in the Cotswolds where she's retired. I don't know about you, but I need more of anything set in the Cotswolds in my life. I always find something new to watch on Acorn TV because it's loaded with thousands of hours of binge-worthy content. You can stream on all your favorite devices for just $5.99 a month. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your home. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use the promo code BIGBOO. That's acorn.tv, code BIGBOO, to get your first 30 days for free. Thanks, Acorn, for sponsoring the Big Boo cast.
Okay, my next one is, and this is just based off of, but if you're maybe a grandparent, or if you're wanting to do something that's like a gift that keeps giving, one of the things that Caroline has, and listen, you would want to check to make sure they don't already have this, but Caroline begged me when Disney Plus came out to get a Disney Plus subscription, mm-hmm. in spite of the fact that we already had Netflix and whatever, because she loves occasionally just going back and watching the movies of her childhood. Like, just, it's like a brain break for her. And so I thought, if a teen girl in your life doesn't have a Disney Plus subscription, that might be a really good thing to get them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because they can use it all year. They can watch movies, and there's so much stuff on there. And it's not just, I mean, as we know, Hamilton's on there, but there's just lots of different viewing options. And so that's just kind of a fun thing to do if you're looking for something for maybe a girl who already has a lot of other stuff.
That's a great idea. I love that.
Okay, thank you.
My next one falls in line with something that we have already talked about on this episode, but there's a way that teenage girls like to wear this particular thing that's maybe mm-hmm. a little different than the way that I would wear this particular thing. And yes. That would be to get them some Chelsea boots, but not just any Chelsea boots, get them some white Chelsea boots. Mm-hmm. White Chelsea boots are a whole thing right now. And I know that probably people our age would go, well, it's after Labor Day. I don't really know how I feel about white boots. I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you, not dictated by season. This mm-hmm. is really a huge thing with teenage girls. And it started last year, but it has continued. And I'll put some links up. I mean, Zappos has a ton of different kinds. I found some on Belk, some Sam Edelman. Sorry, I can't talk. I found some Sam Edelman white Chelsea boots at belk.com that have a coupon right now. Anyway, all kinds of varieties, and they're probably, you could probably even find them, you know, at your favorite shoe store. But I think that's a fun option if you happen to know her shoe size. That's a great way to be trendy right now.
Yeah. No, yeah, they're big. They're really mm-hmm. big. And I keep looking at them going, God, they're so white. They're so white.
But, you know, like, I think one thing that teenage girls like so much is when they have a trend that's kind of just their thing that their moms mm-hmm. aren't going to tread into.
Yeah.
And I know that any of us could go buy a pair of white Chelsea boots, but it just seems to kind of be sticking with the younger girls. And I think that makes it fun.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so on that fashion note, which I wasn't, this is not a gift thing, but I did, so Caroline's, the soccer girls did, they do senior pictures every year and we did them this past Friday. And so they always wear jeans and a white top is what they wear. Mm-hmm. And then usually, but I'm going to tell you that the jeans that these girls had on, I wanted to say, girls, I'm going to tell you those are some straight up mom jeans. Like, I don't even understand, like y'all are all darling. Mm-hmm. I don't understand these jeans right now. Like, and here's the thing, they're not going to be worried about their moms taking on that trend because I don't ever want to wear jeans that look like that again. But I was astounded. I was like, this is collectively just the mommiest group of jeans I've ever seen. Uh-huh.
Listen, we have some baggage. We have some baggage mm-hmm. as far as what we were subjected to with jeans. We just don't want to see people have to walk down that same road.
No.
But they're determined to walk down that road.
Are.
They're determined.
They are. Mm-hmm. And you've got to let them. And someday they'll look back just like we did and go, mm-hmm. wow, those jeans really look terrible. Wow. You know,
I really didn't mean for my behind to look like it was 18 inches long, but here we are.
Mm-hmm. But here we are. Here we are. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, okay. So my next one is, and so my next two actually are, could go either way for boys or girls because Caroline is not the girliest girl. And so one of the things that she's getting this year is a 4-in-1 wireless charging station.
That's one of my ones for guys. So we were along the same lines.
We were on the same, but I think it's such a great gift for teens because it's one place that they can plug in next to their bed or on their desk or whatever, mm-hmm. and it charges their watch, their AirPod, their phones, like all their stuff all together, but you don't have all the different cords and all the different stuff. And
bless
so,
the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, that's, so I think I'm going to get myself one to put on my desk and I'm going to get Caroline one to put by her bedside table because I'm so tired of all the various cords to use to charge all mm-hmm. the things.
Yes, I have one. David and I both have one on each side of our bed. And that was one of my things. I mean, it would work for girls too, just as easily as guys, but it was one of the things I put on my guys list. My next thing is anything in the sweater weather scent from Bath and Body Works, the lotion, the candles, anything. Every once in a while, and the Capri Blue stuff, the volcano scent from Capri Blue was one of these things where like you realize there's sort of a universal adoration for a scent. And
yes, okay.
I'm currently realizing that same thing with sweater weather, just the like, oh my gosh, what is your lotion? Like there's what perfume are you wearing? And it's not because I have it. It's because people have come into my office who have had the lotion or whatever, but mm-hmm. they really like it. And so I think the lotion, the soap, any of that. And I know that scent is personal. So I would do my best not to steer you in a direction where you would give somebody a scent that's going to be rejected or unused.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I thought long and hard about it, prayed about it, taken this before the yes. Lord. And I feel good about saying that teenage girls typically really like this sweater weather scent. Now, by all means, smell it ahead of time. You be the judge, but I think it's a good one.
What do you think it smells like? Like what's it? Is it a feminine scent? Is it a masculine? Is it vanilla? Is it like, what is it?
No.
Can you describe it?
It's got a little citrus to it. And a little something else that I haven't like analyzed it much. Let me see what it says on the website. Cause you know, they always describe them on the, on Bath and Body Works.
A hint of, yes. I was trying to order something the other night and it was like, it's top notes or da, 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 the medium notes. And I thought this feels real complicated. I'm going to have to smell it myself.
Okay. So this says crisp woodsy notes.
I like that.
It's just a comfy, cozy blend of crisp, woodsy autumn notes. So, but in that, there's something in there. There's nothing floral about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I like anything. Oh, I like a woodsy note. I do know that. I like a woodsy note that falls into my allowed scents under leather and tobacco. I like woodsy leather and tobacco.
Yes. It says it's perfect for cool days and snuggly movie nights. The last two lines over the last two words in the description are stay cozy. So but it's not, there's nothing floral about it. And I don't know. I've just noticed that it's a popular one right now.
Okay. All right. Well, now I want to go to Bath and Body Works and smell it. I'm intrigued. This is the last one I have. Again, this could go for a boy or a girl. But we bought for Caroline back this summer when she was still going through all her ankle issues and all this stuff. And it has been, I mean, she uses it every single day. So if you have an athlete, they have so many different knockoff Theraguns, like massage guns on Amazon right now.
I knew that's where you were headed. I knew it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the one we bought her, I linked to it, but it like comes in like a little carrying case. It's got all the different attachments. I mean, she uses it before and after every single soccer game. She uses it after practice every night. And it's been so good for her because she's not the best sometimes about foam rolling. And sometimes for teens, especially like Caroline's skinny enough, like it's hard for her to foam roll deep enough. Mm-hmm. But to use that has just been a total game changer. She loves it. To me, it's the best money you can find. There's tons of them for under $100, but they work really well. And if you have an active team, I think they would love it.
That's a great idea. So, okay. My last one is something that I think you mentioned last year and I jot it down this year, which is our longtime podcast listener, Shelby Vafinas, has a desktop Bible verse calendar that she makes. She sent us each one last year. She has a website called Pearl and Rose Designs, and it's a wooden stand, and each month is a different piece of real heavy cardstock that has a calendar, and it has a Bible verse on it. And it's just, it's something that feels special. It feels personal. And it's a good way if somebody was going to say, like, you know what, I'd like to maybe try to learn a Bible verse every month or something in the new year. It just has one verse at the bottom. So it's a not overwhelming way to engage with maybe scripture memory or just to see the encouragement of scripture every day. But Shelby's so talented and the lettering so charming. Yeah. And I think girls will love it.
Yeah. They're really pretty. They really are pretty. It's a great thing to have it on your desk or your nightstand or whatever.
Yep.
Agreed. That's a great idea. Okay.
All right. On to the guys. What you got?
Okay. My very first thing is, and I had posted about them on Instagram a while back, but I just said, basically, I think any sort of sports apparel in terms of a hoodie, a hat, a t-shirt, whatever. Mm-hmm. My personal favorite place is I love Shop 47, that 47 brand, because they do a lot of stuff that looks real vintagey, and their stuff's all really high quality. And they don't have every team, because I did notice they don't have Mississippi State. And I know they don't have the Longhorns for whatever reason, I guess licensing issues, but they have pretty much every pro team for football, baseball, hockey, basketball, whatever. But I think if you have a guy in your life that has a favorite team, I think getting him some sort of sports apparel for that team is a great gift.
Yes. Okay. So I have one that's very closely related to that. So I'll go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Which is basketball shorts. Listen, and it doesn't matter if they don't play basketball. There's no such thing as too many. If there's a teenage boy that you know. We were at a ball game a couple of weeks ago and my daddy was here and it was cold. And there were some boys, probably like 11 or 12 years old, who walked in front of us, who were in basketball shorts in the freezing cold weather. And daddy said, boys just wear those no matter the weather, huh? And I said, that is correct. It does not matter. Wind, rain, sleet, snow, they love their basketball shorts. So you can certainly go to your favorite team's online retail shop and buy a kind that is, you know, personalized to your team. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Amazon has basketball shorts in their Amazon Basics line. You can get a 2-pack for $20 if you're dealing with a guy who is not brand particular, which is our situation in this house. It does not matter where it comes from, as long as it has elastic and it's that fabric and they're baggy. And then if you're buying for somebody who is more particular about brands, the Under Armour shorts are great. And there's a large selection of those on Amazon as well. Or you could go, like I said, to whatever the favorite team is, you could go to their online retail shop and buy some there, but they're a huge a huge staple in a teenage boy's wardrobe, for sure.
That's a good one. You know what that reminds me of when you say that? When Gully and I were at A&M, we always said that you could always tell the athletes on campus because they were the ones that were wearing all their free clothing, you know, like they always had. And you could tell like had been sent like different Adidas shorts and shirts from different things. It's like that's what everybody wears now. It's like the basketball shorts are everywhere. Everybody, and we have a generation that isn't going to know how to button and zip their pants, I'm afraid.
Seriously. They're not going to know how to button things. They're not going to know how to put a belt on. You it's crazy how casual things are. But, you know, I mean, it's, listen, there are great affordable options all the way around for that kind of stuff. So that's good.
Yeah. It is funny because I thought the other day with Caroline is I was like, you know, having a teenage girl wardrobe wise has not been nearly as expensive as I thought it was or as I thought it was going to be. Because like by and large, all she wants to wear are like her, I mean, she's got Under Armour shorts and big t-shirts. That's all she wears.
Yeah.
Like we have very few. I mean, we have not invested a whole lot of money in a lot of nice things because she doesn't wear them.
Right. So. Something else. Okay. What you got next?
So my next thing is, it's called an ice mule and it's a classic, it's a cooler, but it's like a portable kind of backpack cooler. That's like waterproof and it looks kind of like a duffel bag.
I've seen these.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you can fit, like it says you can fit like 6 cans in it. Cans of Dr. Pepper, I'm sure.
Coke.
But you can fit Coke, whatever, 7-Up, Sprite. You can fit your cans in it, but you can take it. So if you're outdoorsy, you know, if you want to take it kayaking or fishing or whatever, and you can have it with you and it stays waterproof and watertight, but you can, so it would be a great thing to take like to the beach for the day or to the lake for the day, or if you're hunting or fishing or whatever, and they come in all different colors. And I just thought that would be a really good gift. Yeah, or an outdoorsy teen.
Yes. When you were saying that, I was thinking about all the kids at my school who love to fish. Like what a great thing to have, especially if you're leaving early in the morning, you're headed out to, you know, you're going to be on the water all day. That's a great gift.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. So that was my next one.
Okay. My next one is UFOs, which we've talked about on the podcast before, which are essentially sports slides. They're recovery sports slides for after you work out. But here's how they get worn in our house a lot is like flip-flops. They are great for if walking the dog or hanging out at the lake or maybe, you know, just walking around when shoes feel too constrictive. But I'm going to link to the men's Ooh-Ah slide sandal. They're basic. They're all that's necessary. There are a lot of different fancier kinds of UFOs, but just the basic I think is great. And Alex really loves his. They're just, you know, just a good option to have to throw on, to go hang out with friends. Or if after there's been a really hard workout or something like that, I think it's good for your feet too, to throw those on and give your feet a break from whatever's been happening in your cleats or your tennis shoes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I think that's great. I think that's, so I will go on kind of on an adjacent note. So I bought on Amazon last year as kind of a impulse purchase. I bought a foot massager, one of those that you like put your feet in and it has a heat setting and whatever. And so we keep it in our playroom. And I'm going to tell you that Caroline, we have laughed because every boy who has come over to our house, like she says, the first thing they do is they go, oh my God, is that a foot massager? And she said, they like,
yes,
they're obsessed with it. So I don't want to think about all the teenage boy feet that have been in my foot massager. She assures me they all wear socks. But I'm just saying that a foot massager, it may feel like a real random gift, but do not underestimate, because she was like, she said, it doesn't matter their personality. It doesn't matter anything. Like they all get so excited about that foot massager.
That sounds right on target to me. Yeah, right on target. So, because here's what girls think about after they've been to a practice or after they've like had a hard workout or they've been for a run. They think about how, like, what's the best way to cool down? How can I really stretch? How can I recover well from this? Boys don't think about that stuff.
No.
So it stands to reason that it would feel like relief to have their feet massaged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't know. That's not their typical go-to thing.
It's not, but I'm telling you, it's a winner if you want to do it.
That's good. All right. My next one, I've said this before, I'll say it again. This is a no fail, is to go to Target or go to Walgreens or go to Walmart, whatever your preference is, and pick out 2 or 3 gift cards. It's especially for guys who drive. that will enable them to eat out. So I would start with something that will enable them to eat wings, whether that's Buffalo Wild Wings or Wingstop, whatever the place might be in the town where he lives. This would also be great for girls, by the way, or Chipotle or Moe's. Help, no, go away. Don't interrupt me.
Cash.
And then Alex. Cash.
So. Cold Lord Cash.
Okay. So, and
there's the real story. There's the real story.
I like the gift card because it, I don't know, it just feels a little bit more thoughtful maybe than just cash, but they do really like cash as well. So whatever the places are in your hometown, but Alex's favorite thing in the world to do, after, I mean, like if he's going to go out with people after a, you know, a football game or they've been to a basketball game or whatever, it's wings. They all want wings. Yeah. And, which is funny because that was not at all a thing when we were growing up. But we just called it chicken. But I love that. So I just think that's, you know, there's always a desire for access to more funds. So this is a great way to make that happen for them.
I agree. I think that's a great one. And you can't go wrong. And boys and girls. And I think sometimes people are like, oh, gift cards. But I'm like, the teens are hard to buy for. So they if you're really stuck, like, don't underestimate. Don't feel bad about an Amazon gift card, a Ulta gift card, a Sephora gift card, a fast food gift card. I mean, that's just, that's their love language, you know? Yes. So, and it'll get used.
Yeah. And they all have like Chick-fil-A, you know, has an app. They can load their gift cards on their app and like, and they will use them. They're not going to get pushed, you know, back in a drawer. So.
Yeah. So true. Okay. So this is my last one. I think you mentioned it last year. I hear about it from Gully and her boys all the time, is a spike ball set.
Yes,
so ma'am. That to me, if they don't have one, now this is the kind of thing you would want to check to make sure that they don't already have one, but all the kids play spike ball. It's a huge thing. Gully said, like, now that even the Jackson's off at A&M, she said, like, every night they have huge spike ball things that go on outside the dorm. They all play it. There's like a championship. It's a whole thing. So a spike ball set, it comes in a bag. It's got all the pieces. It would be a great gift for a boy in your life who does not already have a spike ball set.
Yes. I would say I have also heard similar stories about spike ball on college campuses. We actually have a spike ball club in my school. Like it's a whole thing. Okay. Here's my last one. Oh, I'm torn because I have a couple of different. I'll just tell you both of them.
Yeah. One, do them.
Okay. One of the things is, knit pajama pants from Target. And I can't remember what brand they are, but they're really soft. Like, guys just don't have access to the kind of soft pajama situations that we do. They look kind of like joggers, but they have pockets, which I don't know why. I don't necessarily evaluate my pajamas based on whether or not they have pockets, but guys like pockets. And so these have pockets and they're soft and they come in lots of different colors. So I think that's a good thing. And they also have lots of novelty pajamas. If, you know, people have a favorite show or a favorite character of some kind, you can also do that. But here's my splurge item for guys and girls. And I think it's, if you're really thinking that you don't know what to get a teenager for Christmas and you want to have maybe like one big gift, I do not believe that you can go wrong with AirPods Pro because of the noise canceling. They, you know, they're tethered to their phones and their music and all that kind of stuff all the time. And so I think that I contend still that they're a fantastic gift.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, that's Caroline's wishing for AirPods Pro. That's one of her things. I mean, she's got the regular, now she wants the Pro. And if you keep looking between now and Christmas, they're going to go on sale too. So that's the kind of thing I would keep checking because I think Amazon will put them on and then Best Buy is going to match them and all that kind of stuff. So stay alert.
Yeah, they're actually, sales. I looked last night because I was curious and they're on sale right now on Amazon. They're $55 off on Amazon. They're $194. Okay. Normally they're $249. So we'll look to that. Yeah. Oh, listen, Alex and Hazel have
excited.
That's just Alex wanting to shut his door and she can't stand it. But anyway, I think they're such a good gift. I use mine every day. Again, a splurge, But if you would rather get one big thing as opposed to a bunch of little things, that's the direction I'd go in if they don't have them already.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, I think those are some great items. I think I felt like it was a little harder to come up with stuff this year, but I feel like those are some good ideas.
Yes. I think it's harder every year to come up with stuff, especially just because, I don't know, I think because things have felt a little limited this year. Mm-hmm. I didn't think at all in terms of, so when they're going to a big football game, you know what I mean?
Yes. Don't exactly.
Think about things a little differently. So, but anyway, yeah. Hopefully those will help.
Yes. And we'll be back next week. We'll have our men's guide and our women's guide. I've already got Perry Schenkel on the case.
Oh, I can't so wait.
You can be assured that there will be some flashlights and some weaponry involved in that gift list.
Yes.
For the outdoor man in your life.
Some survival items, some things you need.
Yes.
For when you get trapped in the woods for 4 days, we're going to help you find a way out.
Yeah, that's right. So stay tuned for that.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. As always, we're so glad that you've been with us, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.